This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visits to Paris for the AI Action Summit.
हाल ही में मैं एआई के एक बड़े सम्मेलन में हिस्सा लेने के लिए पेरिस गया था। वहां दुनिया ने इस सेक्टर में भारत की प्रगति की खूब सराहना की। अब जैसे तेलंगाना में आदिलाबाद के सरकारी स्कूल के एक टीचर थोड़ासम कैलाश जी हैं। डिजिटल गीत संगीत में उनकी दिलचस्पी हमारी कई ट्राइबल लैंग्वेज को बचाने में बहुत महत्वपूर्ण काम कर रही है। उन्होंने एआई टूल्स की मदद से कोलामी भाषा में गाना कंपोज कर कमाल कर दिया है। सोशल मीडिया पर उनके ट्रैक हमारे आदिवासी भाई बहनों को खूब पसंद आ रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the increasing participation of youth is leading to new revolutions in various sectors, be it the space or the AI sectors. He expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. He said this reflects the nation's resolve to touch new heights in space science every day. The Prime Minister urged listeners to observe National Science Day on 28th of February as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium, or a space center. He said this will enhance their curiosity about science. Mr. Modi said International Women's Day is a special occasion to salute Nari Shakti. He quoted Devi Mahatmya saying that all the Vidyas are the expressions of the various forms of the goddess.
Devi Mahatmya mein kaha gaya hai, विद्याः समस्ताः तव देवी भेदाः स्त्रियः समस्ताः सकला जगत्सु अर्थात सभी विद्याएं देवी के ही विभिन्न स्वरूपों की अभिव्यक्ति है और जगत की समस्त नारी शक्ति में भी उनका ही प्रतिरूप है। हमारी संस्कृति में बेटियों का सम्मान सर्वोपरि रहा है। देश की मातृशक्ति ने हमारे स्वतंत्रता संग्राम और संविधान के निर्माण में भी बड़ी भूमिका निभाई है।
The Prime Minister announced that on Women's Day, he will hand over his social media accounts for a day to some select inspiring women of the country from different fields. He said that if women wish to be a part of this, they can join through the special forum created on Namo app and get a chance to share their message with the entire world on Women's Day. The Prime Minister also spoke about the National Games in Uttarakhand, where more than 11,000 athletes from all over the country participated. Mr. Modi extended his congratulations to the services team, which won the maximum number of gold medals. The Prime Minister also expressed awe at the number of teenage champions in this year's National Games. The Prime Minister highlighted that he had raised the topic of obesity during the National Games. Mr. Modi said excess weight or obesity gives rise to many kinds of problems and diseases. He stressed that in order to become a fit and healthy nation, the problem of obesity has to be dealt with. The Prime Minister called for the reduction of edible oil consumption by 10%. Concluding his address, the Prime Minister wished exam warriors the best for their board exams. In Telangana, the Indian Army has joined the rescue activities to safely evacuate the 8 stranded workers from the tunnel of the Srisalam left bank canal at Dumalapenta in Nagarkurnool. Rescue activities are vigorously going on. A part of the roof collapsed yesterday, injuring over a dozen people and stranding 8 persons, including the project and site engineers deep inside the tunnel. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India will take on arch rival Pakistan in their Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. And President Draupadi Murmu today paid tribute to Swami Dayananda Saraswati on his birth anniversary. And that is the end of this news bulletin.